as a humans, our side, our neck of the woods, we don't care about that anymore. We don't live as if the next second is when Christ is coming back. No, we live as if the next second we're going to get in our car and we're going to go somewhere. We live as if in the next 6 months from now, we're going to plan a trip and we're going to spend thousands of dollars. And if Jesus comes back, I think some people might be mad that they spent the thousands of dollars that they couldn't go to that trip and say, Jesus, couldn't you have waited till I got back from Disney World? No.
Thank you for joining us for the weekly Beechwood Christian Church podcast. We hope that this series gives you new insight and meaning as we travel this journey of life together.
You know, the sad thing is that, you know, a parent has to have patience, okay? Yeah, exactly. You know, a minister has to have patience to deal with people in the congregation. No, but to deal with people, to deal with anything, to deal with anything in life, you must have patience. And sadly, we lack in it. You know, it says to be patient until the Lord comes. Now, that's definitely something that is worth waiting for. It's worth waiting for God to come. But the sad thing is that we don't have patience. And see, just like back in the day in the Bible, it says here, it says we need to have patience until the Lord comes. You know, I think we tend to forget what patience really means. You know, back in November, when I could wear a shirt on my stomach and actually feel it touch my stomach, it was great. Now, here I am, you know, coming in almost into July, and I'm still not at the point where I can actually feel a t-shirt again, but I'm almost there. And it's like the patience of dealing with not healing, and, you know, my wound not healing. That was frustrating, but I knew that the end was in sight. And see, and I think that that's the problem. I think that so far in our lives, we have everything else so boggled up. You know, all we care about is where we're going on vacation. All we care about is where we're going to eat after church because Taco Bell is legit. You know, we just start thinking about things that we shouldn't think about. And we worry about things we shouldn't worry about instead of worrying about the thing that is going to be the greatest moment of our entire existence. And that is when we're finally back in front of the Father. You know, that's going to be a joyous thing. You know, and the Apostle Paul, you know, it talks about in 1 Corinthians 13, and Mark is going to go more in depth into that, here over the next couple of weeks, we're kind of looking about in love, and it says that love is patient, love is kind. Now, I don't think that that the Apostle Paul wrote that just to say, hey, yeah, love is patient, love is kind. No, it means something. Love is patient, love is kind. When it comes to patience, being patient until the Lord comes, I think we need to remember some of the Old Testament scripture. You know, Isaiah 40:31, it says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You know, when I look at that and when I think about, you know, when it comes to struggling, and you look in James 1:4, and it talks about how perseverance must finish its work. You know, like I said about Michael Jordan, you know, he could have quit. He could have not done anything else when it came to basketball. But if he would have, he never would have accomplished what he was there to accomplish if he'd have just given up. But he didn't. You know, look at Abraham. Look at Moses. Seriously, look at Moses. We talked about it. He was the basket case. Literally. And yet, because of perseverance, because of God's leading him, because of him mounting up and soaring on wings like eagles, because he had hope in the Lord and it renewed his strength, he got to get through it. You know, patient until the Lord comes. Even as tough as this world is, there's still something greater waiting for us. You know, I was, you know, when you watch TV nowadays, it's depressing, first off. Because now the thing is they want to try and find the newest and latest and greatest ways to lose weight. Okay? It's sad. You know, I mean, they've got all these new pills out, and then they've got all this out, and then they've got this thing on the TV this morning. And they were like, it was like this like really big dude. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's all like built. And I'm like, sweet, how'd he do that? And it's talking about some procedure. And I'm like, oh, never mind. You know, they're just going to put a machine up to you, you know, like a wound vac and suck the fat out. And next thing you know, I talk like this. No, you know, we don't need anything like that. You know, but the sad thing is that some of us are so spiritually fat Because we're still letting the Father feed us instead of feeding ourselves. We're actually just taking it all in and not giving it out. You see, that's why it says love is patient, love is kind. Well, you can't just really be kind to yourself. Being kind is being kind to others. You know, God is patient with us. You know, when I think about the scripture, you know, shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? No. You know, I realize, you know, and I've said it before, we're never going to be sinless, but we can sin less than what we do. You know, and it's tough. You know, we're out of control. The world is out of control for real, but we, as Christians, we're just as out of control as the world is. You know, but we got to remember, one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience. Now, in junior church, when I was a kid, we used to sing a song about the fruits of the Spirit. Since it reminded me of that song, you want to hear it? Here you go. Get it? Because that's a, you want to hear it? That's like a, see, don't, some people nodded their heads like, oh, I heard that before. You want to hear it? Here you go. Okay. Fruits of the Spirit. You remember the song? If you know it, you can sing along. We're going to say, if you want to be an apple. It goes, if you want to be an apple, be an apple. If you want to be an apple, be an apple. But if you want to be an apple, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. My Ric Flair fans, woo! Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Patience. Woo! A tough thing. You know, but God is patient with his patience. Patience, that's patience. I wrote that, it worked, I was right. Okay, but God is patient with his patience. God is patient with us. You know, he is. He doesn't grumble, does he? No. You know, God doesn't grumble with us, but you know what? We are so quick to grumble. Okay, I heard a joke. Now, this is from a blind guy, so it's funnier. Okay? It is. You'll see why in a minute. Okay? It's a guy that Mark knows. What was his name again? Marvin. Marvin. Marvin, dude, Marvin Whiteman, he's funny. Okay? Love the man, and he is talented. Whew, he is talented. Okay, he said, how many church members does it take to change a light bulb? How many church members? Three. One to change it, and two to complain how they like the old one. Okay? That's... Okay, but that's the thing. We grumble. You know, the Israelites, man, back they were being led by fire. They're being led by this like tornado looking thing. They got manna and they still complain. Man, what if we don't know what manna tasted like, but I'm like thinking like manna could have been like, you've been like, man, I want steak, and that you take a bite and it tastes like steak. You know, manna could just be this amazing thing, you know, but they still grumbled. Here they are being led by God, and they're complaining, saying, you know what, maybe we should go back to Egypt. Are you dumb? You want to go back to where you're barely going to get food and you're going to have to work all day long? That's what you want to do? Instead of being led by God, knowing that you're going to get to the promised land? But that's the thing. We're a generation now, just like they kind of had the mindset then, we want it now. We got to have the newest and latest and greatest thing now. I was telling the kids this morning, right before the World Cup soccer came out, this group built this TV, and they brought it out. 110 inches. A TV. That would look like the players were walking in your house if you had it on your wall. Okay? And people were paying $10,000 to $15,000 for a TV. Because they wanted to be able to watch it, you know, watch the newest things. You know, we've got all these people. We got people who will wait for DVDs like I did for Frozen for my children, even though I like the movie. Just don't tell them that. You know, we waited. You wait in line to watch movies. I remember being a kid and being in line waiting for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the real one, to come out in the theaters. I remember being in line on that day that it opened. Okay, I remember those things. I remember in 1984, kind of, but not really, because I saw a picture of it, me and my brother in line when he got his first Transformer. Okay, I remember that. I have the transformer in my office that my brother had. I remember that. I remember getting the Power Ranger. I remember waiting in line at a brand new Toys R Us that had just opened in Chesapeake so that I could get my flip Power Ranger. Okay, his head flips. He goes from Tommy to the Green Ranger and then back to Tommy, okay? It's awesome. And no, I don't sit at my desk and just flip it back and forth all the time. I promise I don't, okay? Have patience with me, okay? But that's the thing. We want the newest. We want the latest. We want the greatest. That's the way that we feel. That's the way that that they felt, the Israelites even felt back in the day. Why? Because we don't have patience. We just don't. As it says that God had patience even in the days of Noah. Now pause. In the days of Noah. Now, think about the world in the days of Noah, okay? They didn't have TV. They didn't have iPods. They had tablets, but it weren't the tablets that we have, okay? You know, they didn't have cell phones, all right? Their cell phone was, hey! You know, that was all they had to do, was yelling at people, okay? Now, God had patience then in the days of Noah, and to think that now he even has patience with us and all the things that we can do and the things that we see on a daily basis, I tell the kids in youth group, it is so sad to me that a Hardee's commercial is one of the most provocative things on TV right now, and it doesn't have any human aspect of being provocative. No, it's about chickens. That's what it is. It's got a bunch of roosters in the parking lot. Guy unravels a sign that says we got the largest chicken breasts around, and the roosters start going crazy. That is so depressing. That's the world we live in. You know, there's a Christian comedian, well, a group of Christian comedians, the Skit Guys, and they do this one skit where there's a guy and he's kind of lusting after something on the internet, and the guy's like, well, I'm just admiring your creation, God. He said, yeah, my creation, you're admiring it? I made trees too. He did. We don't lust after trees unless you're a tree hugger. Just kidding. But seriously, we don't. You know, it's so sad. God had patience then, and God still has patience now. And it says in the scripture, it says, never grumble or we shall be judged. Not only does it say never grumble or we shall be judged, but it says the judge is standing at the door. Now to me, that's the greatest part. That's the reason to be patient. Because it doesn't say that God's in the room somewhere of the house, of the mansion, waiting to come. No, it says that God is standing at the door. Now, to me, you open that door and you're out of the house, and that means that if he's out of the house, that means that he's leaving. And if he's leaving there, when I read in the scripture, spoiler alert, it says in Revelation that he's coming again. So it means if he opened the door and he step out, he leaving heaven, he's coming back here. Which means then we leaving here and we going back there. Right? Yeah. Amen. You know, saying amen to a preacher is like saying stick him to a dog. So yes, amen. Amen. Okay, all right. You know, that's the truth. If it means God is standing at the door. Church, he's there. He's at the door. You know, when I think about the apostles back in the day, you know, when they watched Jesus ascend into heaven, they lived every second of every day as if it was their last second, as if Christ was coming back in the next minute. And then a day passed. But they still believed. A week passed. A year passed. And yet they still believed. But you know what we did? We as humans, our side, our neck of the woods, we don't care about that anymore. We don't live as if the next second is when Christ is coming back. No, we live as if the next second we're going to get in our car and we're going to go somewhere. We live as if in the next 6 months from now we're going to plan a trip and we're going to spend thousands of dollars. And if Jesus comes back, I think some people might be mad that they spent the thousands of dollars that they couldn't go to that trip and say, Jesus, couldn't you have waited till I got back from Disney World? No. Because Disney World ain't got nothing on heaven. Okay? Write that down. Disney World ain't got nothing on heaven. And yes, it's gangster talk. I'm sorry. I apologize. And it's not grammatically correct, but write it down. Disney World ain't got nothing on heaven. Because that's the truth. God is listening. God is waiting. God is at the door. You know, I like to think of Jesus looking back at God and saying, are we going now? No, okay. What about now? Okay. Because Jesus is the groom. You see, I think that's another thing we forget. We're his bride. We, the church, we're his bride. So he is anxious. Now, men who are married in here, you know, you're anxious on that wedding day. You're ready to see your bride. That's what Jesus is like. He is anxious. He is waiting to see his bride. He is waiting at the door. And sadly, our response is whatever. Our response should not be whatever to God. It should be, God, whatever you need us to do, that's what we will do. God, if you want my life, here's my life. That's the response, patience and suffering. And the thing is if you're patient to me in my mindset, if you're a patient person, you're a kind person. You can't help but ooze kindness by being patient. Because there is nothing sweeter, to be honest with you, even though sometimes ankle biters frustrate me, but I love them with all my heart, both my kidneys and a failing pancreas, because I'm diabetic. Even though I am so impatient sometimes, when I am patient with them, and when I hear a thank you, or when I see them later on in life, some of the coolest comments that I've ever gotten is from a professor that says, you know what, there's a kid in my class that you were their counselor when they were younger, when they were 10 and 11, and they still remember you, and they talk about you, and it just warms my heart. When they call me and tell me something like that, then that makes me think, you know what, patience, it was key then, it's key now, and because of that patience, it showed kindness. You see, when Jesus was on that cross, he was oozing with patience. Because he didn't jump down and say, that's it. He didn't do any of that. He just said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Be patient until the Lord comes. Be kind to one another. Don't grumble. God is at the door and God is waiting. And considering the fact that he's at the door, we need to be ready. And if you've never been a Christian, if you've never gone through the waters of baptism, if you've thought about it and you think, well, you know what, maybe I just want to know a little bit more about what God can do, that invitation is open. God gives us that invitation. It's called our free will. We have the choice to choose. And I pray that every single second of every single day you choose Christ. Because I guarantee you, at the end of the day, at the end of it all, that's one decision you will never, ever regret. Let's pray. God, I want to thank you for this day. God, I want to thank you that that through it all, like the kids sang this morning, God, through everything, you're awesome. Lord, we love you so much, and we're thankful to be your kids, to be your servants. God, I just pray that you just help us, to help those of us who have never made the decision, God, or help some of those who have made the decision and have just maybe slipped a little bit. God, I pray that you just help us to stand firm, to trust in you. God, what an amazing example your son set for us by showing humility, by showing patience, and showing kindness, even though we didn't deserve it. We love you so much, Dad. In your son's name we pray. Amen. We're going to be singing an invitation song. It's How Great Thou Art, I think. Yeah. And, I mean, if you guys have never made that decision before and it's something that you want to make, you know, we're here. And we encourage you to make that decision. Or if you just want to talk after church, hey, I'm down. I'm ready to talk about everything that my God has not only done in my life, but I know that other people in here would love to talk about the ways that God has worked in theirs. So would you stand as we sing our invitation song?
Beechwood Christian Church is located at 12950 Easton Street Northeast in Alliance, Ohio. You can find more information about our church on the website at www.beechwoodchristian.org. That's www.beechwood, like the tree, Christian, that's all one word, .org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast and learn how our humble congregation is serving the Lord in Northeast Ohio. If you would like a copy of this message or the whole series on CD, you can find the instructions on the website or email us at sermon@beechwoodchristian.org. Again, we thank you for listening and pray God's blessing on you and your family.